Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day that you have made. We're so grateful, Lord, that we know you as our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Healer, our Deliverer, our Provider, our everything. Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you as the Word goes out today. I ask you to reveal the Word to the men and women that are here today. Teach them, give them revelation and wisdom and understanding from your mighty word, that they may learn who they are and what they can do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just worship you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And we're so grateful that you're our Lord and our King. And Lord, we're so grateful for the many wonderful things you do. Now, as the word goes out today, Lord, bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, today I want to talk a little bit about this magnificent promise that the Lord made us in 2 Peter chapter 1. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Now I want you to think about what he just said there. He says that by the knowledge of God, we might be partakers of these great and mighty promises, these exceeding great and precious promises. Now, I've come to realize that all over the Word of God, these mighty promises are there. Now, I do not know why that we have not been taught these great and mighty promises. But I was a normal Christian most of my life. For the first 40 or 45 years of my life, I was normal. I never saw a prayer answered hardly. I never saw God do any miracles. I didn't lead anybody to Christ. I never got anybody healed. I certainly didn't get anybody delivered from demons. But then one day, about 25 years ago, I really began to take this book and just take it apart word by word and line by line and precept upon precept. And I began to read promises, these great and mighty, precious promises that Peter's talking about here in 2 Peter 1. And he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature of God. Isn't this awesome? Now, I'm going to tell you that our God is power. There is nothing good in this world except that which comes through the power of God. When he came into this world in the flesh, Jesus himself declared that he derived his power from God. Because he clearly said in John 8:28, I do nothing of myself. And then in John 5:19, said the Son can do nothing of himself. Then he says in John 14:10, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Now, after making this wonderful, emphatic statement in John 14:10, Christ turned to his disciples with a promise. Now, I want you to think about this promise. I'm going to guarantee you that the majority of the church today, that at least that I'm associated with, and I've been associated with church members in every kind of denomination, non-denominational, whatever, but I'm going to tell you that most of us are just like I used to be. We don't believe these great and mighty promises like this wonderful scripture in John 14:12. Now I want to read this promise that Christ turned to his disciples with this promise and said, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Think about that awesome promise. But just as his own work and fruitfulness was conditional on his abiding in the Father, so our work and fruitfulness is conditional on our abiding in him. Now, the Word of God clearly says here, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you abide no more can you except you abide in me. Now, this is in John 15:4. Jesus clearly said in John 15:5, without me you can do nothing. And I'm telling you that is absolutely a fact. But if we stay in him and believe in him and his words remain in us, then technically there is nothing impossible with us. Now, the branch, which is what we are, is partaker of the nature of the vine. The same sap flows through that branch that flows through that vine. That thing is, we're the same. The fruit is the same. The bark is the same. It is a part of the vine. Now, as long as it remains, or as you and I remain in the vine, we can do whatever the vine does. But whenever it is separated or cut off from the vine, it can no longer do what the vine does. Now, the life-giving sap ceases to flow through the branch, and it is no longer partaker of the nature of the vine. For it is the nature of the vine to bring forth fruit, and the severed branch can never do that. Now then, if your branch is just cut off, they can also be grafted back in. Now, we as sinners, saved by grace, are compared in God's Word to the branches of a wild olive tree which was grafted in. Now, having been grafted in, we become partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Now, if a graft is done well, if it's made so that nothing interferes with the flow of the sap into the new limb, it will soon begin to look and act like the other parts of the tree. What a privilege. What an absolute, magnificent, wonderful privilege to be made a partaker of the divine nature of God. To look so much like Him that others will realize that we have been with Jesus. And to act so much like Him that we also do the works that He did. Just think about that. Most of us don't even think like God. Most of us, if I were to ask you if you could heal the sick, most of you would say, absolutely not, only Jesus could do that. If I were to ask you if you think you could control a storm or a tornado or a hailstorm, most of you would absolutely say, no way, there's no way I could do that. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says in that John 14:12 that we read a while ago, since we are the branches and He is the vine, on the earth we shall do everything that He did when He was here on the earth. Did He control the storms? Yes, He did. And as He controlled the storms, then He would turn to His men and look at them and say, where is your faith? In other words, why didn't you speak to the storm? And that was so far over their head, kind of like it is ours today. We do not believe this magnificent book. Now, we can only be partakers of this divine nature because of His promises. Through faith in His promises, we partake of the divine nature in its effectiveness as we exercise the gifts of the Spirit and, in its essence, as we show forth the fruit of the Spirit. Now, it is in the exercising of the gifts of the Spirit that God shows forth through us His miracle-working power. Having them gifts differing, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith. Romans 12:6. Now, this is the secret of our accomplishments for God. They are done according to the proportion of your faith. We are partakers of the divine nature according to the proportions of our faith. With little faith, the branch is barely alive. In other words, if you have no knowledge of the Word, or very little, you're just barely alive. But the sap, it just barely gets through, and it creates a few green leaves that gives hope that fruit might accidentally come. With more faith or more knowledge of the Word, there is more of the divine nature, fruitfulness. With more faith or great knowledge of the Word of God, there becomes abundant life. Just like the Lord told us in John 10:10. The life-giving sap, the Word of God, will flow freely to every part of you, which you're the branch, and the weight of the fruit almost bows it to the ground. Now, that's a great place to be right there. He who is a partaker of the divine nature of Christ will also be a partaker of his nature of meekness and humility. The love and compassion of the nature of Christ will be apparent in all the activities and contacts of your daily life. The gentleness, the kindness, the goodness, the long-suffering, the peace, the joy in service, that self-denial or temperance, all these will be part of the life of the person who is a partaker of the divine nature of Christ. These may not have been part of your nature before Christ came to dwell in you, but when you become a partaker of His nature, they will replace the things of your old carnal nature. Then, when you are a partaker of His divine nature, you will have wisdom that comes from following the leading of the Holy Spirit. It is not the wisdom which is purely natural or gained merely from observation, but is a Spirit-led wisdom which is incomprehensible to those who do not understand the leading of the Spirit. Knowledge will come to your mind out of the knowledge stored in the mind of God. Things which you need to know, but have no other way of knowing, God Himself will reveal to you. There will be power, for God is power, and miracles and signs will follow. The sick will be healed. The lame will walk. Cancers will vanish at your command. The blind will see and the deaf will hear. When necessary, even the secrets of people's hearts will be made manifest. Souls will be stirred from the sleep of spiritual death and will be brought again from the dead into the will of God. God plays no favorites. The price of power stands. It's the same for all, and the same power is available to all who will pay the price. It is for everyone who will take by faith these exceeding great and precious promises for himself and believe with all your heart that God meant exactly what He said. It is then that we become a partaker of His divine nature, and the door opens to new adventures of faith beyond your wildest dreams. Praise the Lord. I'd like for you to contact me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And I'd be happy to send you audio and video tapes of these teachings. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we start at 2 p.m. and we usually go to 4 p.m. And it's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. It's called the Living Savior Church. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle. We would love to have you come and hear the testimonies God is doing in our church. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.